Welcome to episode 30 of OD&D Presents A Fistful of Dice. I didn't mean for this one to come out so late. It's actually been ready for a while, but we did a C-team recording for once, and I wanted to release that first. Unfortunately, there are some significant audio issues that are taking a long time to work through, so here's another fistful, I guess. Just a reminder that this year's Meowrathon stream is on June 27th through the 29th. We still need some game hosts and players, so swing by meowrathon.com for more info on that. We also have a booth at Gem State Comic Con this year, which is on May 17th and 18th, so come and say hi. OD&D Presents and Of Dice and Dens can be found on Twitter at OD&DPod, on Facebook at OD&DPodcast. Feel free to email us at odndpod@gmail.com or visit our website at odndpodcast.com. As a reminder, Stolen Dres has spun off its podcasting arm to its own website, comedypodcast.cloud, so check that out. You can find the Of Dice and Dens podcast there, as well as, you know, Fistful of Dice and the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast. You'll find other shows and archives shows, such as Hosts with Their Own Picard, Comedy on Vinyl, and Dispatches from Fort Awesome, a news radio podcast. All right, let's get to it, shall we?
Welcome to OD&D Presents A Fistful of Dice. I am Jeff, your Marshal. And with me today in Washington.
Sunny Washington, where it never rains and is never cloudy. My name's Josh, and I play Percy Clemens, a.k.a. Clem, a defector of many, many military institutions.
And some non-military institutions.
And your friendly neighborhood Harrowed.
All right. And in Idaho?
I'm Kimberly. I play Allie Taylor, a legitimate businesswoman.
And I'm Dan. I play Bartholomew Champsworth of the Atlanta Champsworths, related to the Deseret Champsworths, former Botson of the Ogden, former clerk of whatever bank that was, and current detective looking for a dude that we kind of forgot about for a while.
Yeah.
I'm doing a hand wave kind of thing, like where, you know, it's level and you just tip it back and...
Je m'appelle Franck. I'm a Shapoopy.
No? Okay.
Trapper from gosh, I'm so tired. A French Mexican trapper. Mm-hmm. And the best shot of the group.
I mean, there's no doubt there.
Yeah, no. To be completely honest, you'd all be fucked without Shimapel.
So. Unless you consider the fact I can just throw knives at people with my magic.
Clem can just throw dynamite at people.
No, he can't. We've tried that.
I did last time, though. I did a pretty badass throw a potion at somebody. That was pretty cool.
That's true.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize I could do that until yesterday.
Better late than never.
Yeah.
Yes, we're totally recording.
Yeah.
Days in a row, and we'll remember everything we've done so far.
Always.
Does anyone...
If you want, I can volunteer to fill people in.
Good, because you literally just listened to the thing.
So, last time,
Dude,
left a baseball game. And decided to bypass going to the Heston homestead with Colt Heston, whom was very quiet and for whom we never mentioned, but was going with us, so is probably with us still. And Jeff will probably have to figure out a way to retcon that he was there the whole time. And we ended up going to the cemetery because it was not attached to a church.
So then it was yes, you're right. It was
important detail.
Look, it was a long conversation, and I remember it very well listening to it.
Yeah.
I might even use that as the the preview. Anyway,
Steve, did you have to edit out like 20 minutes of cemetery talk?
No, I keep that shit in. then we fought our good friend Bogwater Bill. And because he technically was just a side mission, kind of just stomped him to curb stomped him.
Mm-hmm. We fought him to completion.
We fought him to completion. Allie got some of his goo.
Ew.
Clem ate of some completion. Of his meats.
Because of the completion.
I ate his heart, to be precise.
And we got a club and some other things. His
is it the pink
his
pony
beaten
club?
Stick or whatever it was called?
Yeah, the shillelagh.
Beaten off stick.
The beaten off stick. That's what it was. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And
I like how Dan is he's supportive.
I am supportive, and that's sort of where we left off. And Clem kind of felt empty.
Clem got
and
felt
then,
up.
And then we decided maybe we should try to find Lem now.
Yes.
But I haven't made any moves towards it. Just decided that we were going to.
Okay. Cool.
That was amazing, Dan.
Yes. I couldn't have said it better myself.
You no, couldn't really. Have said it yourself.
Not at all.
Okay. So you're at the cemetery
pony club is there with, anything oh
yeah you're at the pink pony club the dry bones club
yeah
Lem Buckles club.
All right, so what are you guys gonna do?
Well, gang, and y'all will have to pardon my ever-changing affectation as it does tend to, you know, ramble as we do across these dead lands, and I do suppose our work here is done in town, right? We can just leave, because Bogwater Bill was the
maybe for you, Bogwater was the final boss, but
Bogwater Bill was but one boss that we had to negotiate. We still do have to find our compatriot, Lem Buckles, who is still missing. As per, he pulls that piece of paper, this letter that we read on the train here.
God, that was like a year ago.
But days.
Well,
out
well,
of
shit.
Character, this campaign's been going on almost 2 years, I think.
Is that all?
Jeez.
To be fair, last year we recorded like 2 episodes. So.
It was a long year. Well, shit. I thought we were here for Bogwater Bill. That's... I know, I'm surprised too, but...
Everybody okay over there?
Yeah, I'm trying to find my notebook that had all our old notes in it, and I just cannot fucking find them.
And then so he pissed himself.
And then I dropped everything on myself. So I guess I'm going to give up on that. Go ahead. Hopefully our compatriot Josh took some notes. Or perhaps our DM. To remind us what we do know about Lem Buckles at this juncture.
You're right.
Everything.
So
I know his social security number and his mom's maiden name.
You do.
And his first pet. And the street he grew up on.
Yep.
Yes. So,
the first concert
what do you know?
To?
You know that he uh All right. I got to get down to his profile here. Hold on.
His dating profile? His Tinder profile?
Well, yes. While he's looking up the profile, I'm just going to give some sound clips to cut into the last episode for Heston. Oh, well, young Mr. Heston, why don't you join us?
To be clear, that episode's already edited and ready to go out the door.
Young Master Heston, step back. This is Bogwater Bill.
Mr. Colt Heston, looks like we don't need to go pay your father a visit there. It happens to be Bogwater right here, so it does not seem that he will be attacking your family after all.
Okay. Heston, why don't you stay here and we'll be back for you?
And don't worry, we will never forget about you.
Heston. Ever.
You'll be in my heart.
Oh, well, damn, I dropped it backwards.
Duck Colt, there's going to be some headstones coming towards you. Yeah, I think we covered it pretty good.
Yeah, we did. There we go. Good job. Good job, us.
It'll make it into the final edit.
Yeah. When we do the remaster, I'll make sure those get in there. Yeah. I wish I could remaster the original episodes and maybe get the first half of the first episode, but that's never going
to
happen.
Yeah, right. Fill that in.
There we go.
All right. So,
a needle pulling thread.
You know Len Buckle's real name.
Yes.
Crank.
Yes.
Bump, bump, bump.
No.
It was me the whole time.
Leslie Knope.
No. What was the I'm trying to make a joke about the what was the name we read wrong that time?
Oh.
Drebkirk?
I don't remember.
Drebkirk, yes.
Yes, his name is Drebkirk.
Oh yeah, Drebkirk.
My God, let me figure that out.
It's past my bedtime. I'm a little silly.
We've been working all day.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Don't act like you never interrupt everything.
All right. All right. I'm just going to read the things about Len Buckles that you know. Once you start asking about Len Buckles specifically, hopefully.
I do remember he was dating the gal at the restaurant or whatever.
Len Buckles likes to swim.
I just remembered I have ginger ale.
Your Len Buckles used to own a giant rock. Your Len Buckles had a claim in the mountains. Your Len Buckles dated a woman in the restaurant.
Your Len Buckles loves coffee strained through a sock.
Oh, wow. Through a sock? Please try to enjoy your Len Buckles equally.
That's really
sorry,
funny.
Jeff, swear. Go ahead.
This is really funny if you've watched Severance.
I for swear everyone else out there who hasn't, I'm with you.
Yeah. And I'm with you too. We are together.
We are we, and he is he, and we are all together.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
So, where was I? Oh, yeah.
Who was Len Buckles, really? That we absolutely know already.
Agent Reg.
Secret Agent Reg? Man?
Maybe you don't know that yet.
We do.
Yeah, you do, because you got a letter that you need that he is agent.
We, like, knew that right from the start.
Yeah. That was, like, the very first thing. So, okay. Let's see.
And that's why we remember it so clearly. It was very lodged in our memories.
Like it was only a few days ago.
Yeah. So
like the train's still sitting at the station. It hasn't had a chance to refuel.
So the five things that I'm pretty sure you 100% know by now. Mm-hmm. If not, you're about to find out.
Okay.
Let's see. he was a minor, and you should ask if he was a minor, you should ask about him at the Emporium. They outfit all the independents around these parts. He rented a house from JD over at Nolly's Grub Counter.
Sorry.
It's our house now.
It's your house now.
But you can park our two wonderful children and my five best friends.
Yeah, that's right.
our two children who are perfectly cultists. Fine and not at all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find him, you ought to ask after him at Marshall Wister's office. Maybe the law can help.
I think we went there.
Yeah, I think.
Isn't that where we went for Drebkirk?
Maybe.
Maybe not.
I recollect Mr. Buckles took all his meals at the Mountain View restaurant.
That's where we met his girlfriend.
Yep.
Francine.
Between you and me, I think he was sweet on Millie LeChance, who runs the joint.
And she's very mad that he just kind of up and ghosted her ass.
Yep.
Don't blame her.
And Len Buckles, legend in the trade. Only miner who ever convinced Prospector Bob to go in on a claim with him. And you've already talked with Prospector Bob.
And his sock.
Yes.
And his sock.
And his neighbors, whom the Hestons were accosting.
Yes. So, you went.
See,
to
guys,
the
I can remember stuff without having listened to it recently while editing.
Uh-huh. I can't.
You went to the restaurant. You went to the house. You now own the house after scorching the flare piano.
That's how property rights work.
Is he still like sitting out in the front yard? That was like 2 days ago.
Yeah,
we haven't cleaned it up.
To my knowledge, you haven't cleaned it up. You have the Heston Nugget buried under your house, so you have creepy dreams the one night that you were there.
Dream the impossible dream.
Yes. You went out to Spooky Hollow. You dealt with the Headless Horseman.
That was fun. I was sarcastic, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'll point that out.
You haven't? Okay.
It was fun for us, not our characters.
This wasn't the Crow Town, right?
No, this was, we went and we were like, ended up in, there were like four, like skeleton, we had like their skeletons below us and we had to do stuff with their bones and.
Yeah.
I think more dynamite was involved and.
Yep.
A tornado of crow. I think he used crows. He used crows.
That nails Clem down. My two tactics, dynamite and crows, because nothing else fucking, even those barely work.
I know, your Wolverine claws are, like, worthless.
I'm going to be so pissed if the shillelagh does more damage than my claws.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I may have, all right. So, how much... So, remember, Prospector Bob has a safe, but you don't have
that
the
we were
key
about
to
that.
The safe because you didn't, because of all the rooms you looked in the house, you didn't look in the right room to find the key that's Jeff prompting you.
Sounds like us.
Well, I mean, I think it's time for us to go home and take a nap. It's been a busy day.
You're not wrong. Day.
I mean, we went to the Heston house, we accosted a woman, we went to a baseball game, we fought a specter. I think it's probably getting late. I think it's time for a nap.
Yeah. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that all happened in one day, guys.
Real quick, I need to make a stop. I need to swing by a butcher shop or something, get some fresh meat just to... deal with my Harrod situation.
Not the cigarette and whiskey shop.
Well, you know that those stocks have been replenished, and that only takes a man of my constitution so far. Starting right, to well, get your accent there a little bit, Bartholomew.
Well, from what I understand, it does change from time to time.
Indeed it does.
All right, so I guess we kind of go through downtown to do that, from my understanding.
Yeah, can I just, like, for the sake of quality of life stuff, I just want to run and buy some meat real quick.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering, because a lot has happened, I'm just wondering if the town is aware of us walking through downtown for any reason.
Oh, that's a good point.
Things have happened.
Yeah. A couple things.
No.
You caused a ruckus at the baseball game, for one.
It's true. And you did kind of destroy their cemetery.
They don't know about that yet. That can't get pinned on me just yet.
The only one who knows is Colt. I take a look at Colt. You know,
Colt,
you're all right, Colt, because last time I tried to tie up loose ends, it did not work out for anyone.
Ooh.
Colt is kind of deaf, dumb, and blind to everything.
Great, now we got a good talk, situation. Colt.
Just keep that attitude up when we go into town.
Right? Don't tell your father about us.
Or do.
Oh, no, I'd rather not.
Okay, fine. Okay. So, you guys are going home, and I'm assuming Clem just kind of has the thumping stick slung over his shoulder like a proud trophy.
Yeah.
Strutting his stuff.
Oh, you nailed it. Yeah, yeah. Tell me more what I do. You're doing better at it than me.
With this come hither look, like, yeah, you want to fight me. You know that's right. And the rest of y'all are walking. When you get home, your cult has cooked dinner for you, and they've cleaned up the the house. It's all nice and tidy. They've put fresh linens down. Some of the guys are out in the yard cleaning up the flare piano, and you know, they're turning this house into a home for you.
Aww.
As well they should. I'm guessing they went through some rooms too, eh?
I like, you know, give the gesture of passing it around with, like, maybe a little bit of blood running down my chin. Like, you guys want some?
You should get out on this.
I think I'll wait, because that looks awful.
Oh,
did I get it?
Dick.
Where was our house again on this map?
For shame, Bartholomew. Co-opted in jokes.
It's,
what are you, SNL?
Over
I
here.
Learned it. I learned it from
damn.
Amy Schumer?
George Lopez.
George Lopez. We got so many people.
Yep, right there. Yep.
Comedy's back.
Oh, that's right. We got the little house.
Yes.
So, and it's full of zombies and none of us.
Yep.
You can drag the tokens on if you want. So, where's your crew?
Did young Master Heston come back with us? Is he in so much shock he's just, like,
just walking
with the
Well, he walks with you as far as your house, and then just kind of keeps walking, because the Heston compound is just up the road a little bit more, and so he's gone home for the night. Do you like that hand wave?
Yes.
Very nice.
So you get... Hey, stop it, cat. Zane has decided that my cable is something that he should be chewing on.
That's a fucking area does.
So anyway, you get home, you're talking, you have dinner, they're making the house a home. Everything, you have a cat, if I remember correctly.
I think so.
Sure.
And one of the I shouldn't call them cultists, followers of followers of Bartholomew, fervent believers in the second coming of Bart, approaches Bartholomew with a shoebox and says, "Blessed Redeemer Bartholomew,
hello.
When cleaning the upstairs master bedroom, we found this loose floorboard in the corner. And she hands you this box. Inside the box is a worn out, a child's shoe, shriveled and worn out, on a piece of canvas.
Oh, it's like innocence lost.
Wait, is it a picture of a shoe on a piece of canvas, or like a literal shoe sitting on canvas?
Like a literal shoe.
Okay.
Yeah, if somebody wants to roll common knowledge, I can tell you what that's all about.
Does anyone have better than a 4 on that?
Yeah.
I guess it's worth trying to roll.
Common
this.
Knowledge?
Who knows? Maybe I'll blow it up like Josh did that one time.
Clem just lets it bum him out.
Oh, dang.
Is it not doing it? Or did it do
that's
it?
That's a 3 for me.
A bunch of times? I did. Oops, I clicked it like 7. Oh, okay. I see. I remember how this works.
Do you?
No.
My 6 is
gone. I got a 2. I'm not very smart. I mean,
I'll try just for the sake of
for shiggles.
Shiggles.
Nope. A 3 and a 1.
Oh, I forgot about the D6.
That's why I use the dice roller that comes with the game.
I got a 2 on the D6.
Oh. Did anybody?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
What is up with you, sir?
Clem got an 11. My dice exploded twice.
Nice.
You guys are so fucking lucky I chose the game of shit.
But you don't roll that when you do your claws, though.
Nope.
So when Clem looks at the shoe, he's like, oh.
He sees through the shoe into the reality in the other worlds of that shoe.
Yeah. There is no shoe.
It is so... such a common tradition that people bring children's shoes to as a sign of good luck that he's just like, oh whatever. So success on a common knowledge roll tells the curious that this is an old custom people throughout the world would bring a house good luck. So there you go. Under the canvas is
lucky
Reg's,
baby shoe. Okay.
Is Reg's stash. A tailored black suit lies folded in the box, and on it rests a shiny silver agency badge, number 682.
I think this might have been Lem's guy. Sorry, Agent Ridge.
An odd-looking barrel-shaped key.
Well, I don't think that's important, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we just
throw that out.
Yep.
There you go.
So out of character, I think it's. I know I took the thumping stick, but I need this child shoe. You guys saw how those dice exploded for this.
No, they're all yours, my friend, I guess.
I don't suppose y'all would mind if I took this item and pick up the child's shoe and pocket it, and I stifle a little, remembering my family.
Oh, I just kind of like gently just like pat you on top of the head. There, there.
I used to have love.
Sorrows.
The sorrows.
The horrors.
Not to be confused with George Soros.
Sorrows.
No. Just waiting for him to snap out his claws and break out into memories from cats.
Memories.
Moonlight. Don't Sorry. Put it past Clem.
This is the wrong voice. Those memories.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So now you have the key, finally.
Oh, good.
I wonder what this key could be for, you guys. We should try it in the door of every single house in town. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. Gotta open something eventually.
I hand it to Clem, like, it seems like your kind of a job.
Okay, let me roll another common knowledge.
Okay, let me just say, you were, if you go and listen, like, 6 episodes ago, you were at Prospector Bob's, you know where the safe is, and you know it takes a barrel-shaped key. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're not questioning that.
Okay.
We're questioning ourselves.
I rolled a common knowledge of 5. You know, keys are often used to unlock
things. Let's
5
see.
Does beat the target number of 4.
Oh, shit. I damn, I'm on 5 tonight.
All right. So I guess
remember that safe? I think
the one at Prospector Bob's, the one that we fought people over. That
we
rings
might
the
have
bell,
to,
yes.
Bartholomew, you might want to go ask your crew here to go rough him up a bit so we don't have any trouble unlocking that safe.
Well, what, Prospector Bob?
Yeah. You think he'll
stop
us?
No, he was letting us fuck around with it while we were there.
Man. Well, I do declare I'm pretty tired. Maybe we should go visit old Bob in the morning.
Well, I mean, it is late, and it is if I recall, it's not a short trip to get over to Prospector Bob's. Place.
No, it's out there on the Tarrytown bench.
Can you tell your guys to go sit in a corner or something? Them hovering's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
What do you mean? The semicircle is just kind of what they do. It's fine.
All right.
She'll be right.
Right. So, the with all the disaster that you've had, the friends of Bart, I'm going to have to come up with a good name for your church there, Bartholomew.
Well, it's Christianity, isn't that Bart's thing?
I changed my mind on that one. I really didn't know the book.
Now I am the Word of God.
He is the prophet and redeemer, Bartholomew.
I know that. No, sorry.
So the followers of Bart.
Eat my shorts.
They're gonna be for now. set up watch around the house, and yes, you all have very weird and unsettling dreams that night, particularly around death and Bogwater Bill and, you know, deaths you may have experienced in your own, in your character's own lives.
Not to hog the spotlight and be the teacher, can we have homework, kid? But I feel like I have night terrors, so, you know, that just inherently gives me a minus one to spirit rolls, but I also have Charlotte on my shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Even more compounding weird fucked up dreams from this rock, true. I feel like.
Okay, roll, give me a spirit roll.
Ow, shit.
We're going to do you special.
Yeah, I figured. Spirit, spirit, spirit. Go. Oof. Oof. Two. No, oof. One. It, why, oof. When,
that's, yeah. That's atrocious.
Yeah. Oh, because so, I have a minus one. It wasn't two. I rolled a one and a two. And instead of zero, I got a one.
Okay. So oof. Yours are particularly gruesome and gory. And, you know, you're... In your dream, Clem, you, I gotta think about this.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay. In your dream, when you wake up in your dream, are at the... You're in a small clearing in the woods, and hanging from all of the trees around the clearing are all of the bodies of everyone you had killed in the war.
Oh, shit.
So, all two with my aim? Hey. No.
We're going to give you... And we'll give it.
Oh man, it's like the best Metal Gear Solid game where you have to go down the creek of all the ghosts that you killed.
Yes. It's like that.
Stonewall, I didn't mean to shoot you. Canonically. He's in this forest.
Who killed Stonewall Jackson? Clem.
Yeah, tracks.
So
can I make one other suggestion? Sorry, not to.
Oh, of course, of course.
That Charlotte gets one free action from all this fucked up stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Just the night terrors, the spirit rock, seeing all being haunted.
I mean, we are in the house with the Heston Nugget too.
Yes. The 10 there's. I mean, those are the 10 just from the wars I fought in. There's more from the ones maybe that didn't die by my hand, but that we've all collectively murdered.
Yes. You guys have killed a lot of people. Yeah.
No, like, surely not.
It's a lot.
The headless horseman's there. I'm like, you're already dead. It shouldn't count.
That's not on me yet.
That's not fair.
You're already dead.
Okay. Does anybody else want a custom dream? Courtesy of Zane.
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right.
Let's see what you can do to poor old Bartholomew. Bartholomew's like, bring it.
Here's Clem screaming upstairs. You were all random dead. Stonewall, no.
Remember, Clem, at any time you can let the demon out and just Charlotte goes and does what Charlotte's going to do.
Yeah. I figured, yeah, this would be kind of like a freebie, let the demon out without me getting any of the buffs for combat or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, whatever in this session or the next day, Charlotte can have an action.
Right.
Sounds good.
Don't and die. Sorry, not to step on the Marshall's toes. That just sounded like
It's fine.
No, I'm stomping on them toes.
Stomper.
What was your spirit roll there, Bartholomew?
18.
Oh yeah, I've rolled a spirit roll. At least I've got spirit. Yes, I do. I've got spirit.
How about you? I don't actually really.
I don't either. I'm. Oh wait, I do 4. Not much spirit.
Oh, snake eyes!
Nice. I'm just as good as me.
Hi, Freya.
I had spirit at one point.
4, 4, 3, 12, 15.
Oh.
Are you fucking kidding me?
My spirit is a fucking die, a 4 side dice. And I got a 15.
Drink the tank, man.
Right?
Jesus.
I'm all sorts of spiritual. It's because I use every
It's because I believe in the Jesus.
No. I kill in the name of Jesus.
I think I sank the buffalo when I murdered him.
Wasted my fucking good roll on appraising a child's shoe.
You're not wrong.
it's so disappointing.
So
that shoe is very spiritual.
So it didn't help.
What was your spirit roll, Jean-Mapel?
15.
Okay.
I'm a 4.
You have really good dreams. You're like... fishing.
Like a baby.
You're like fishing at your cabin near a perfectly calm pool of water. There is absolutely nothing terrifying about your dream.
This is so nice.
You know what? Target number 4, you rolled a 15. You almost aced it 4 times. It's one of the best dreams of your life.
Meanwhile, Clem is in the next room.
I rolled a 2.
Helping my dream.
I've wet the Clem bed. I straight up just peed my pants in bed.
Aw, baby. I hear Clem screaming, and
so
I just
Clem,
like
deeper into my pillow.
Yes.
Oh shit.
Bartholomew, with your critical failure.
Oh my god, that's so bad, right? Such a bad failure.
Would you stop it? No. Stop it.
Bartholomew, stop it.
No, Orange Cat has the brain cell right now.
It's your Catholic teacher.
My Catholic teacher?
Yeah. Oh. What? Yes.
So you have the worst dream of them all. So.
Oh no. Everyone keeps calling me bot.
Yes. So you, Bartholomew, We're not really a family podcast, but I'm not gonna lean into the gore here. So when you wake up, you're strapped to a table, and there's all these people standing around you, and you can't understand what they're saying, but because you know, in like a dream, you cannot understand what somebody's saying, but you know what they mean.
Sure.
Kind of that weird thing. You know that they mean to cut you open and remove your organs while you are still alive.
I don't like that. Yes. I'm still guys, I'm still using those.
And it is very vivid and very real. And when you wake up, you feel like there's this pressing weight on your chest and you can't move for a good solid 5 minutes. And then you're released from your night terror, but it still lingers with you.
I'm just glad I got some release.
Ew.
Ew.
To completion.
To completion.
I should have dreamt to completion.
The choir of all three of us yelling in our night terrors, Chips Prunk, just like,
it's just like at home.
Oh, I miss me, Mama.
So, you know, relaxing night.
Yeah.
Did, you know, did you
usual
want...
dream stuff.
Yeah. Did you roll?
I rolled a 2.
Oh, yeah. You have an equally rough night. I don't know. I'm out of.
Does she dream of the two children that just put out on the board?
Yes. And their creepy, hollow, dead eyes.
Oh.
Yes.
Like you dream that. Like you've always known they're not quite right, but now it's like you can see into their soul and they have no soul. They're just husks and shouldn't be here. There you go.
When you wake up in the morning, they're just standing over you.
Valkyrie.
Like Valkyrie, exactly.
No, sorry. Mom is home from Eastern Star, and Valkyrie is growling at the door because she doesn't like it when people come over.
Oh, jeez.
That's not so coming.
She's growling up. So loud, baby girl. Anyway, continue.
This is a time where, like, a house of this, like, For the listeners at home, and this may be due to some, you know, just RPG mechanics, but it's a nice house. There's multiple rooms.
Mm-hmm.
This would be the kind of home that had some mirrors in it, right? Certainly the washroom.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
If all the night terrors have passed.
Yes.
When I get up in the morning, I go look in the mirror. I'm like, oh, all right, you little she-devil Charlotte. That is a hell of a night. And, oh, also I throw the child's shoe in a corner. I'm like, yeah, enough with that. We took care of Bogwater Bill, who you were so scared of. You just stay in your corner. Leave me alone. For a bit. Your silence says all. I leave the bathroom.
Okay. So when you go downstairs in the morning, bright and refreshed, the followers of Bartholomew have laid out breakfast for you. They're still working in the
yard.
I want
to thank Bartholomew for this breakfast.
The Church of the Holy Pun.
That is my faith. Thank you.
Church of the Rising Pun.
Oh, that's better.
Which is a pun within a pun, and it is glorious.
As of now,
Bartholomew, you are the holy leader of the Church of the Rising Pun. So, the first congregation of the Church of the Rising Pun continues to work at the home of their blessed Redeemer.
Now I got my religious book then, even if it wasn't written then.
The pun also rises.
I have that book.
They're working around the house, and the two kids, your adopted kids, are there. The
wonderful children that look fine.
Yeah.
They're not terrifying.
Mm-hmm. They're there, and they watch Annie all morning from across the room. Annie, they never get
Allie.
Mm-hmm. It's only been, what'd you say, 4 years?
The NyQuil's starting to kick in.
The secret to any GM is chug some NyQuil before your
perfect
session.
Benadryl hallucinations. Mm. Anyway, so Allie, they stare at Allie all morning over breakfast with those cold, dead eyes. Just because.
I stare right back at him.
Ooh, snap.
Ooh.
I declined the breakfast that the cultists made, and
the Puninites.
Yeah.
The pundits.
I eat the last third of my now grayish colored meat.
Oh.
Finally made it down to the big intestine.
I think this is a piece of liver.
So then your little family compound is there. Oh, you no. Go. Have
Who's
fun,
handing
guys.
Out the Nike shoes?
The what? Baby shoes?
Nike shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, gotta have the Nike shoes. And the Flavor Aid.
Mm-hmm.
At the breakfast table,
Kool-Aid's name. Anyway, go ahead.
I whisper to the group, trying to, you know, not talk fully out loud in front of the children and the cultists, this family. I'm like,
hey, they are the Puninites, and they are my friends.
No, they're the pundits.
Hey, y'all, you ever worry about what we do when we move on to the next module? I mean, next town.
Nah.
Do we just leave everyone?
Do you ever wonder why we're here?
I mean, I guess it's really up to them, right? I mean, I feel like, unfortunately, these children are sort of our responsibility, and maybe we can figure something out that, you know, kind of liven them up a little bit, perhaps.
Make them a touch less undead.
They're not undead. They are just empty.
Unalive.
I believe they used the term husky.
We'll take them to town for the husky outfitters.
We just gotta get a little soul to put back in them is all.
Well, I suppose that's a bridge to cross. At a later date, we should go see our...
I turn to the Punnin Knights and I say, are there any, like, mediums or folks what talk to the other side in town? Or hereabouts?
Say that again.
He's talking about redacted. Not using that in a derogatory way.
They don't have to be Romani to be able to do what I'm asking. They could be, for all we know, they could be from the New Orleans area or some such.
Well, shit, now I'm gonna check my privilege there, Bartholomew. You got me.
One of the pundits. Is that what we...
I'm calling them punditites.
I'm insisting on pundits, but I suppose
okay.
I'm
not. So one of the pundits, punditites, says...
Punters.
You're looking for a fortune teller?
I mean, that's probably pretty close. They tend to be adjacent to what I'm looking for. Tarot readers, palm readers, people with little orbs, anything like that, yeah.
I gotta think about this one. They
I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to get off topic of Lem Buckles, but I feel like we need to help these children.
All right. Okay. I'm writing a special side adventure just for these kids. Oh, give me a second. Yes. There. The rumor has it that the owner of the brewery, have to get his name.
Wait, is that the place that we got kicked out of?
Yeah. He's some sort of, I believe he's Mr. Zhang or something like that.
Yes, that sounds right.
He is a practitioner of the Eastern religions and Eastern medicine. So that's the closest thing to a fortune teller that they have.
I mean, Eastern religions have some their own.
Yeah, I mean, he might. I want to go out again, checking privileges, right, Clem? Checking privileges. I'm not going to say that Eastern religions are mystical, ooga, but I mean, maybe he knows something or someone who does know that kind of stuff, or perhaps there's some sort of mythos he can share with. You know, we can do a bit of cultural exchanging, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But not colonizing. We will be equals in this exchange of information.
I did just say a little prayer to the Lord Kugel, and I take back all my previous statements. It turns out it's completely derogatory, and I did not mean my statements. I apologize. Okay, perfect.
We appreciate you walking back.
That is 100% not what a defector of multiple...
Yes, exactly.
I killed Stonewall. I'm on the good side.
Look, when you know better, you do better.
So I think we all appreciate you accepting responsibility and growing as a person.
New Clem.
New Clem.
New Clem. Not Clem. Saying anything problematic.
Yep.
Right. I guess guys, the problem is, do you remember a few days ago when we got here and we went and had a drink and caused a little bit of a ruckus and we got kicked out of the brewery by that gentleman?
Of course I remember that. It was just a couple days ago.
That was not my fault.
I feel like this might be an uphill battle. But perhaps we should take these kids with us and perhaps that will... allow us to win him, at least get a little bit on his better side.
Oh, that's a great idea, Bartholomew.
Thank you. I'm glad someone agrees.
We brought these children back to life to haunt your town, but can you please help us?
I mean, they've been in this house the whole time. I wouldn't say we're haunting the town.
Well, I do admit, much like my previous statements, these children do weigh heavy on my conscience. But I'm choosing to move forward, new Clem, and we should go unlock that safe, and we'll deal with these problems later.
I kind of squint at Clem. I'm like, so you get to have your drive, but no, it's fine. Yep. It's fine.
Nope. Bartholomew, new Clem, and taking a back seat.
Walks out the door in a huff.
My goodness.
Stands outside the window, arms crossed, tapping his toes. I guess it's the window's. Well, did they fix the window or did they board it up?
Yeah. Are you hiding behind boards?
After poor Colt Heston was retconned and Clem suffered through a nightmare, Bartholomew threw a hissy fit to force everyone to drop the main plot once more and help the creepy children find their souls. Will they find out how to save them? Will they settle on a name for the cultists? Will Len even still be alive if they locate him? Find out next time on OD&D Presents A Fistful of Dice.